Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
We've been talking on the show quite a bit about putting gift card shaming on pause for the holidays.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
Just this year. Give us a pass. Come on.
Right. And I know people say, at least some, that's lazy. You care about that person. You didn't give him a real gift. All right, listen. It's a real gift, all right? And obviously this year, there's certainly the safety aspect of it. It's you can just do it from your home, right? You don't need to go anywhere. That's a good thing. And also, from a business aspect, for these businesses...
You're a hero.
Seriously.
Really? I mean, you're paying them up front for... Who knows if they'll ever use that... I mean, I'm sure they'll use it, but they're not going to probably use it as soon as they may have... In general, if they didn't have a gift card.
I mean, it's kind of like a paying it forward situation for the business, right? I think it's what it comes down to. And as we know, pay it forward is an act of kindness. So not only are you helping out whoever the person you are giving the gift, you're helping out that business who, depending on what it is they do, maybe they have a lot of restrictions or maybe they can't even operate right now. This will help them out. So we've been really pushing that. But we got this text, which got me thinking.
Okay.
This listener texted it and said, quote... How about a sister-in-law who regifts things, and I was given a gift card by her and went to use it, and there was 1 cent on it. Know what I mean to her, ... Okay. That is clearly savage, because there's no way that wasn't intentional. That was 100% intentional.
1 cent.
To leave a penny on that gift card. But, Breeze, that got me thinking. Like, okay. That is a clear savage move, but...
Obviously.
How far back do we have to go? How far back do we got to scale things back before we're in a little gray area where, I don't know, might be kind of sensible. So, for argument's sake, let's say you have a gift card. We'll say it's a Dunkin' gift card. Right, Bree? It's close to your heart.
Besties.
Let's say it's a $50 Dunkin' gift card.
Okay.
If you use $25 of that gift card and then you give the rest to someone as a gift for the holidays, is that savage or sensible?
All right. So this is a key prime example of using your resources.
Okay. It
feels good to say that again.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's a lot of moving parts in this. I'm going to say sensible all day.
Okay.
With a caveat of, you need to work smarter, not harder.
All right.
Okay? You can give this gift card, but it has to be to the penny. Like, to the 25 on the dot, not 25 dollars and 13 cents. No, because then you're blowing your cover.
Yep.
You need to make sure that it looks realistic, it feels realistic, and you're not going to get caught.
Okay. Now, all of the reasoning that you have just used is exactly why I am going to vote savage on this one. Because if you feel like you're gonna get caught doing something. There's guilt behind the activity that you're doing. And Breeze, as much as you say, use your resources. When it comes to savvy or sensible, if guilt is involved, if you feel guilty about something, there's probably a reason for that. And that reasoning is probably the fact that, it's kind of a savage move. Right.
I don't know if it's guilt as much as it is like being labeled a horrible gift giver.
Okay.
You know, like having that title moving on for every holiday to come.
Oh, the re-gifter. I mean, nobody wants to be known as a re-gifter, right?
But I'm just going to say, I would dabble in some Facebook market gifts if they were new. Who would know?
Yeah.
Who would know?
But again, there's a cover-up involved. If there needs to be a cover-up, don't you think?
A lot of things get covered up all the time.
It's fine.
I think it's great. I think that it goes back to what we talked about. You're still helping the business. Who cares? Duncan, love them. They don't care if it's me using it or Sally Maker down the street. As long as they're cashing out, who cares? And not for nothing, but if that person's going to enjoy that more, it's a win for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I mean, you could, if we're going to be talking about the interest of the business. Obviously, if you use the gift card, that is a place that you frequent. That is a place that you go. You will use it. Why not? Just a thought. Why not get another one, a new one, and then you give that one to the person on your wish list there, or on your list rather, and then you're helping out the business extra because not just one gift card you bought, now it's two. Because you'll use it eventually.
I figured you were going to say that. Yeah. I figured you were going to say that.
Telegraph that one.
But the thing about it is, Corey, is that at some point you do have to start looking out for yourself.
Okay.
Maybe you have issues going to Dunkin' every single day and getting a bagel.
You shouldn't. It's amazing.
Not speaking off experience. Or maybe you have issues going to a store that you frequent often, using the gift card, and then double that.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of the day, you're just looking out for number one. And that's yourself. And you have to make sure that you're putting limits on things, because if you can't handle the temptation, it's best to just push it off to Sally Maker. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Sally.
So you're going to push off this thing that you struggle dealing with onto someone else so that they can have the same issue.
I'm sure they have a lot more self-control than me.
I would argue. Well, I mean, probably. I would argue that's
not hard.
Also savage move. All right. Want you to jump in on this one. We are getting some sensible votes so far. But if you think it's savage or sensible, you can let us know. Again, for today, savage or sensible, giving a slightly used gift card as a gift for the holidays. 585-222-9800. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. This texter just completely savage. How could someone do that? I don't know if that's in response to, in general, giving a slightly used card or the 1 cent card that the listener received from her sister-in-law. Obviously, they're not friendly. Okay, there's some people.
This one.
So they're throwing caveats in, right?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Read that one.
Savage, if it's less than $50 on the card and you need to tell them what's on it, etc., $52.15 instead of just saying 50.
Okay, we're throwing a lot of different, it needs to be this and this and this, and then it's okay.
So I have a little story, a little tale I'd like to share here.
Sure. Yes, please do.
I'm not a big fan of like the Visa gift cards used anywhere because like they never work.
You've shared your hate. For the
it's
record,
just awful.
In defense of Visa gift cards, I've never had a problem, but okay, continue.
I took one to Canada once, and it was awful. Anyways,
conversion rate, maybe.
It's just awful. So anyways, I got a Visa gift card for Christmas, and every time I open it, I'm like, my stomach turns a little bit. I'm like, well, this is just money being thrown away because they're not going to work for me. So anyways, in this one case, I did go and bought something from Best Buy, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I really wanted a Fitbit when those were cool, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is a $50 Visa gift card. You know, it's on sale for $45.
Okay.
This is going to be great. And I mean, I'm like, what, 15 at the time? I have like $0. So I go and I'm ready to pay with my Visa gift card. And my cheap ass aunt took the activation fee off the Visa gift card instead of like paying like, oh, you have to activate it, it's $5 to activate it, would you, or it's $4.75 to activate it.
Okay.
Do you want to pay for it with your own money, or do you just want to take money off the card? She
okay.
just took money off the top. So now I'm sitting here in Best Buy like an idiot, and I don't have like the change to fix it because I was banking on, banking on, you know.
Yeah.
I was like 15. I just spent all my money on gifts for my parents.
Sure.
So selfless. So selfless.
This texter is voting sensible. They actually don't think it needs to be even. They say, so if you give a $25 gift card and some change, I'm not mad because they prepared for tax. There you go. I guess there's
that
aspect of it, right? Let's see. Another sensible coming through. I think it's definitely sensible, but I guess it really depends when you use the other part of that gift card. I mean, hey, at least they thought of you while they were using half of it. Does it matter? It's a lot easier just to go, you know what? Savage. It's just a savage move as opposed to like, well, if we do 19 different things, then it's okay.
Corey, you know I love self-sabotage. So obviously. And making things hard for yourself is just, you know, something I enjoy doing.
It's just the rush, right? Is that you're an adrenaline junkie, as you say.
Of course.
All right. Let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. Thanks for all the votes. Can always vote there. Can always comment on Facebook. Today, savage or sensible, giving a slightly used gift card as a gift for the holidays. 71% of the people voting say
savagery.
There you go.
You know what? I didn't really understand that now we can just pick and choose what gifts we get. Like, just be thankful, okay? How about that?
So are you saying the...
I'll get you nothing. How about that?
So are you saying the listener that got the gift card with 1 cent on it from the sister-in-law should just be thankful?
At least she got something.
Yeah, sure, right.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.